Let's welcome our book reviewer. Roger Christensen is with Unity Books Auckland.
Indeed.
And is in Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Kia ora, Roger.
Kia ora, Catherine.
You have been reading The Apprentice Witnesser. This is by Bren McDibble.
That's right. Bren is a New Zealand writer based in Australia. And The Apprentice Witnesser is not due out until the end of this month. But until then, I suggest people to go out and read one of Bren's previous books, because they have a similar sort of dystopian theme running through them. There's a common thread here, and it's about a climate-affected world which is in disarray. Her first novel, How to Be, which won the New Zealand Children's Book Awards in, I think it was 2019, is set in a future where there's a great famine, where bees are extinct and children have the job of climbing the trees to do the pollination. She's also written The Dog Runner, where food crops have been destroyed, and along with constant droughts, people are lacking any fresh produce. And in Across the Risen Sea, people have had to flee the low-lying coastal cities for higher ground as rising sea levels take effect. So her novels are set in a dystopian future, in an Australia where people are trying to lead simple but happy lives despite the extreme conditions they find themselves in.
Much plot to it.
Yes, indeed. The issues of climate change, they're very topical for young school kids. This is a mid-grade novel, so we're looking at sort of the 9 to 12 age group. And though some of the situations can be quite sort of tense, severe, there's a lot of mistrust and violence as people are sort of vying for the limited resources that they can find. The rising sea level, the droughts, the famines, and the extinct insects are vital to the food chain, and they make a topical backdrop for the adventures that are thrust upon the young protagonists in these stories.
Who are they?
Okay, so in the previous books, there's tended to have been sort of sisters or brother and sister, and in the Across the Risen Sea, there are two friends. And so they're having to shift around from the environment that they're thrust in because they're seeking something better. So the kids are having to force as much resilience as they possibly can to encounter the threats that are around them. In her latest book, The Apprentice Witnesser, we see a young Bastien Skull, and she is living simply in a community of mostly women, because the men who are more likely to die from a pandemic-like sickness that's sweeping through the land have had to flee into the mountains. And our young protagonist here, Bastien, is an orphan, and she is living with a woman who's a sort of a storyteller. So it's Bastien's job to sort of move around and sort of photograph where she possibly can with a found camera that she has, sort of miracles that can be used in the storytelling.
Mm.
It's sort of more a post-apocalyptic, so it's sort of beyond a sort of end-of-world scenario. People have sort of converged together and able to live a sort of life that is sort of beneficial to each person in the community.
So picking up the pieces, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
Now, mid-grade, yep. What age would you put that at?
So that's sort of a 9 to 12 age group. But her books certainly have a reach beyond that as well. I think they'd be great sort of classroom books, sort of prompting quite a bit of discussion as well.
Fantastic. Thank you. Roger Christensen of Unity Books Auckland has reviewed The Apprentice Witnesser by Bren McDibble, published by Allen & Unwin. $20 the price.